The implication? For a central bank to keep unemployment below the natural rate, it must keep outdoing itself, delivering inflation surprise after inflation surprise. Hence, Friedman reasoned, Keynesians were wrong to pin a low rate of unemployment to a given high rate of inflation. To sustain unemployment even a little below the natural rate, inflation would need to accelerate year in, year out. Friedman's and Phelps's natural rate became known as the non-accelerating inflation rate of unemployment, or NARU. No society could tolerate endlessly rising or falling inflation. Phillips had observed a correlation in the data, but it was not one that policymakers could exploit in the long run. There is always a temporary trade-off between inflation and unemployment, Friedman said. There is no permanent trade-off. Nearly 50 years on, that remains the premise on which rich world central banks operate. When officials talk about the Phillips curve, they mean Friedman's temporary trade-off. In the long run, they believe, unemployment will come to rest at the natural rate. The idea has such influence partly because Friedman's and Phelps's contributions were so well-timed. Before 1968, America had had 2 years with unemployment below 4% and inflation below 3%. But when Friedman spoke, prices were indeed accelerating. Inflation rose to 4.2% in 1968.